Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. In this time of quarantine, music lovers are missing the opportunity to listen to music performed live. This week, we complete our two-part feature In Concert with more live music recorded at a variety of venues. Our theme music featured our family band, recorded live at Godfrey Daniels Listening Club. We heard Arkansas Traveler and Soldier's Joy from our CD Back Home on Little Cat Records. We'll open the program with a couple of wonderful storytelling musicians. The late Guy Clark was a great performer in concert, offering up the stories behind the songs. Here's his classic L.A. Freeway, leading off with the story behind the song. In Concert Part 2 on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Well, thank you all for coming out. This is something a little different than what I usually do. My band mutinied. They refused to stand up. Now, we were sitting around practicing the other day, and this is kind of the way we record. And everybody just said, well, man, why don't we just play like this? And so, okay. First of all, I just want you to meet these folks. This is Kenny Malone, playing drums. Yeah. Bren Davies. Sean Camp. And Verlin Thompson. Thank you. back of all your dishes. Make note of all good wishes. Say goodbye to the landlord for me. That son of a bitch has always bored me. Throw out them L.A. papers. Moldy box of vanilla wafers. Adios to all this concrete. Gonna get me some dirt road back street. If I can just get off of this L.A. freeway without getting killed or caught. Down that road in a cloud of smoke to some land I ain't bought and is to you, old skinny Dennis. The only one I think I will miss. I can hear that old bass singing sweet and low like a gift you're bringing. Play it for me one more time now. Got to give it all we can now. I believe everything you're saying. Just you keep on playing. I can just get off of this L.A. freeway without getting killed or caught. Down that road in a cloud of smoke to some land I ain't bought. If I can just get off of this L.A. freeway without getting killed or caught. Down that road in a cloud of smoke to some land I bought. Put the pink card in the mailbox. Leave the key in that old front door lock. They'll find it likely as not. I'm sure there's something we have forgot. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry, babe. Love's a gift that's surely handmade. We got something to be leaving. Don't you think it's time we're leaving? If I can just get off of this L.A. freeway without getting killed or caught. Down that road in a cloud of smoke to some land I ain't bought. If I can just get off of this L.A. freeway without getting killed or caught. My wife Susanna and I used to live out there in Los Angeles, damn California. Very weird place. The nice thing about it was right outside the front window was the prettiest little grapefruit tree you ever seen in your whole life. The grapefruit were sweet. Now, on the other hand, the weird part was the landlord. He's one of those guys that come home from work every day, go out to the garage, make his own bullets. One morning we awoke to the sound of the landlord out there with an axe. He's chopping down the grapefruit tree. Well, I went outside, but outside very, 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 very carefully. I said, man, what are you doing? He said, oh, guys, this damned old grapefruit tree has been here 20 or 30 years. It's gotten so big and the roots spread out so far. Said it's starting to crack my concrete patio. Uh-huh. Pack up all your dishes, make note of all good wishes, say goodbye to the landlord for me. That son of a bitch has always bored me.
Literature, but you know, a lot of people would write a book if they could just think of a first sentence. I actually got to meet Mel Bay before he passed away. This is about 1997. We was playing in St. Louis. A guy come up and said, Mel Bay wants to meet you, and I was thrilled because I thought, you know, I'd gotten a postcard once from Isaac Asimov, but I'd never really met a real author, you know, and I thought, man, you know, just to be an author, to work as hard as a guy does. Because, see, when Mel Bay went to write his book, a lot of good first sentences had already been took. And, well, sentences like, call me Ishmael. Gone. Yes. Couldn't use that. The thousand injuries of Fortunato I had borne as best I could, but when he ventured upon insult, I vowed revenge. Gone. Couldn't use that one.
It was a dark and stormy night.
Sorry. Gosh, couldn't use it. Two households both alike in dignity and fair Verona, where we lay our scene from ancient grudge break to new mutiny, where civil blood makes civil hands unclean from forth the fatal loins. I like to get to the fatal loin part. Don't get very many requests for Shakespeare. People think that's all I know, but... Anyways, but you think that discouraged Mel Bay? No, no, man. Just think of it. You get that book, it starts right off. Grasp your plectrum firmly between thumb and forefinger. See, I had the same book when I was a little redneck, but Mom took it away. She thought that was some kind of pornography, and we didn't even have a pornograph at our house. I had to wait until I was 21 to get my own book back. And here's the thing. You can get this book still. It's still available. It's a beginning book on how to play the guitar. And when you get it, you'll notice the second sentence in the book actually says, now stroke down with your plectrum. Semicolon. Practice this until you can do it at various speeds and pressures. See, I think Mel Bay is the one who's responsible for the folk music boom. Anyways, they always said you're supposed to count before you make a record. In case you make a mistake, you can go back and fix it. And the part I didn't know was you're supposed to count at the same speed you're going to play. Who knew? All right, one.
My younger days, while Mama always prayed my crown to fail. Now I'm a hunted fugitive with just two ways. I've run the law or spend my life in jail. city. I'm on the run, the highway is my home.
Dry Branch Fire Squad with Ron Thomason explaining a little bit about learning how to play the guitar, and then we heard Lonesome Fugitive from their recording live at the Newburyport Firehouse. That's in Newburyport, Massachusetts. That's on Rounder Records, the Dry Branch Fire Squad. He tears me up every time I hear him speak. And before that, we heard from Guy Clark from his recording Songs and Stories, and we heard the introduction of the band, and then L.A. Freeway with a little story about his landlord embedded in that song. It was recorded live at the Belcourt Theater in Nashville, Tennessee. That's on Dual Tone Records. We are listening to live music again this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine. So many of us have to stay inside and just listen to our record collections right now. Well, this next set is dedicated to the late Gene Shea. He passed due to the coronavirus. He was the dean of Philadelphia folk music DJs and so much more. We're going to listen to three tracks from the 40th anniversary collection from the Philadelphia Folk Festival. Here's Bonnie Raitt and her buddy Freebo with Kokomo Blues on the Sing Out Radio magazine. Thank you.
my troubles down. Thank you very much. Have a nice festival, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
I was 19 when I came to town. They called it the summer of love. Burning babies, burning flags, the hawks against the doves. I took a job in the steamy, down on Cauldron Street. I fell in love with a laundry girl who was working next to me. She was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing. So fine a breath of wind might blow her away. She was a lost child, she was running wild. She said, as long as there's no price on love, I'll stay. And you wouldn't want me any other way. Brown hair zigzag around her face, and a look of half surprise. Like a fox caught in the headlights, there was animal in her eyes. She said, young man, oh, can't you see? I'm not the factory kind. If you don't take me out of here, I'll surely lose my mind. Well, she was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing. So fine that I might crush her where she lay. She was a lost child, well, she was running wild. She said, as long as there's no price on love, I'll stay. And you wouldn't want me any other way. Around the market towns, we picked fruit down in Kent, and we could tinker lamps and pots and knives wherever we went. And I said that we might settle down, get a few acres dug, fire burning in the hearth and babies on the rug. She said, oh man, you foolish man, that surely sounds like hell. You might be lord of half the world, you'll not own me as well. Oh, she was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing. So fine a breath of wind might blow her away. She was a lost child, as she was running wild. She said, as long as there's no price on love, I'll stay. And you wouldn't want me any other way. Camping down the Gower one time, the work was pretty good. She thought we shouldn't wait for the frost, and I thought maybe we should. We was drinking more in those days, and tempers reached a pitch. And like a fool, I let her run with a rambling itch. I heard she's sleeping rough back on the Derby beat. White horse in her hip pocket and a wolfhound at her feet. And they say she even married once a man named Romany Brown. But even a gypsy caravan was too much settling down. And they say her flower is faded now, hard weather and hard booze. Oh, but maybe that's just the price you pay for the chains you refuse. Oh, she was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing. And I miss her more than ever words could say. If I could longer just testing. I love her wildness now. If I could hold her in my arms today, well, I wouldn't want her any other way. Thanks very much. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
And just as an illustration, I remember because I was around this part of the country back years ago, and I was playing a little place called the Second Fret one night, and you know, around the corner from the Second Fret, there was that block square park called Rittenhouse Square National Forest or something. And it was across from the forest. They used to have this ice cream place. And I remember that one day I was in there with my friends because we had an induced sense of the munchies. I knew I needed ice cream. That's what I'm saying. And I was personally responsible for about 15 hot fudge sundaes that day, which, as you can see, I'm paying for these days. But back in those days, it didn't seem to matter, you know. And I only mentioned a number so you understand. When I got out of there, I wasn't jumping up and down, skipping around. Each step was a carefully orchestrated moment of consciousness, of awareness. I was, you know what I'm saying, paying attention. Every consciousness motion, I was walking very slowly. And in the middle of the square there, the National Forest, whatever, they had that cement built in the ground kiddie pool or something, you know? And I saw my friends go into the kiddie pool. It was in the fall, wasn't any water in it or something. And I knew my friends didn't know they was in a kiddie pool. They was on some kind of unique individual safari or something, you know. And the shape of the pool was moving them around. They were walking in circles. And I knew they didn't know they was going in circles. Not until the first guy caught up with the last guy. And then it was like, whoa, man. And they all held hands and started having a game of ring around the rosy right then and there. And I remember that just before we had a chance to all fall down, a cop come and arrested everybody for disorderly ring around a rosy plan and other crimes against the city of Philadelphia. And I stood there stunned because I had never been left out of being arrested with my friends before. And so I walked into the middle of them, and the cop was standing there. He had his badge on. His name was Officer Joseph Strange. And I remember thinking to myself, like, wow, man, how weird can this get? And I saw my friends go off downtown, you know, and I went back to the Second Fret on my own. And I got up on the stage and I wrote this next song right then and there. And it made it on the first record I did just 2 weeks later, you know. And I mean, it wasn't a particularly good song or nothing, but it was the best I could do under the circumstances. Went like this. I had a friend I could trust. He went into the park and got busted doing the ring around a rosy ride. Went in the park late at night, put a lot of people over 80 uptight. He was doing the ring around a rosy rag. Ring around rose, touch your nose and blow your toes and mind doing the ring around a rosy rag. Ring around rose, touch your nose and blow your toes and mind doing the ring around a rosy rag. We ought to send Officer Joe Strange to some Australian mountain range so we all can do the ring around a rosy rag. Would you like to put Philadelphia uptight? One mass ring around a rosy in the middle of the night. We all should do the ring around a rosy rag. It was about this part in the song, when I did it again a couple of years ago, that I decided to add a little instrumental and help make the record be as long as the first one. But it was during the instrumental that I realized that I didn't write this tune. I thought I wrote it for 30 years till I started playing it like this. Ring around rose, touch your nose and blow your toes and mind to do in the ring around a rosy rag. It really was a drag, ring around, Rose, touch your nose and blow your toes. And mind doing the ring around the rose, touch your nose and blow your toes is when you were doing the ring around the rosy round.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 2018. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from back home, from our family band, Tom, Betty, and Nathan Druckenmiller, along with our great friend, Stacy Bechtel, on the bass from the great metropolis of Bowers, Pennsylvania. We just heard Sourwood Mountain and Jimmy Johnson. That's on Little Cat Records. And before that, in a live set dedicated to Gene Shea from the recording the Philadelphia Folk Festival 40th Anniversary, we first heard Bonnie Raitt along with Freeba with Kokomo Blues, then Richard Thompson with Bee's Wing, and Arlo Guthrie with Ring Around the Rosy Rag with that great Philadelphia reference. That's on Sliced Bread Records, the Philadelphia Folk Festival 40th Anniversary. We're listening to more live recordings this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Here's Paul Rochelle and Annie Raines from their recording A Night in Woodstock and an old Blind Boy Fuller tune called Custard Pie on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Let's have a warm Woodstock welcome for Paul Rochelle and Annie Raines.
Bobby wouldn't tell you no lie. I want a piece of your custard pie. You gotta give me some of it. You gotta give me some of it. You gotta give me some of it before you give it all away. Well, your custard pie looks good and nice. Before you serve it, baby, won't you give me a slice? You gotta give me some of it. You gotta give me some of it. You gotta give me some of it before you get it all away. Now tell me, baby, what you wanna do. Not sure I can get along with you. You gotta give me some of it. You gotta give me some of it before you get it all away. Good for a man, that's 83. You know good and well, it's good enough for me. You gotta give me some of it. You gotta give me some of it. You gotta give me some of it before you get it away. Now I'm not bragging, but it's understood. Everything I do, baby, sure do it good. You gotta give me some of it. You gotta give me some of it. You gotta give me some of it before you get it all away.
Thank you so much. I met people who treasure just like they were gold and diamonds records that came out 30 or 35 years ago, and the name of the singer was Mississippi John Hurt. So here he is now, Mississippi John Hurt. Mighty sick, you must be stuck on the candy man stick. Well, you all heard my sister John say it. She always takes a candy stick to bed. Is the candy man, sweet candy man. Well, don't stand close to the candy man. He'll either stick a candy in your hand. Is the candy man, sweet candy man. Thank you.
here's a little something we're gonna do here to shake that thing. Calling Mrs. Jane, she says she can shake that thing. I said, shake, shake that thing. I said, shake, baby, shake that thing.
I'm not afraid to die. is a terrible place. The rubber went clay in the black leg space. And around the heaps, they run a foot race. The guys, the black leg miners. So different gang near the Collegial mine. Across the way, they stretch a line to catch the throat and break the spine of the dirty black leg miner. Well, he drums his guns and his pickers. Well, and you hurl him down the pit of hell.
Steel Ice Span at their very funkiest from the recording Back in Line on Shanachie Records and Blackleg Miner. There's very little information as to where that was recorded live and when, but what a great band. Steel Ice Span from Back in Line and Blackleg Miner. And before that, we heard from the Pentangle from the recording Sweet Child, recorded at the Royal Festival Hall on June 29, 1968. And as I recall, I was in London on June 29th, 1968, and I missed that concert, unfortunately. I've Got a Feeling from the Pentangle, Sweet Child, and that's on Castle Records, recorded live. And before that, Shake That Thing from Lightnin' Hopkins, along with Samuel Lay, as they call him here, from the recording Great Bluesman at Newport on Vanguard Records, Lightnin' Hopkins. And before that, a great introduction there from Pete Seeger, bringing on Mississippi John Hurt at Newport. And we heard Candyman, and that's from Blues at Newport on Vanguard Records. And we let off that set with Paul Rochelle and Annie Raines from their recording A Night in Woodstock, Paul Rochelle and Annie Raines. And we heard Custard Pie, an old Blind Boy Fuller tune that was recorded live at the Joyous Lake in Woodstock, New York. That's on Mojo Rodeo Records. Hope you've enjoyed this week's and last week's program of live recordings. We can't get out to see shows or get to festivals right now, but you can sit home and listen to some of your live recordings and relive those great times. And when we get out there again, it'll just be wonderful. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Be careful out there and be sure to wash your hands, wear a mask, and keep your distance so you can join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 2018, and here's one last live recording from Pete Seeger on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
If I had a hammer, I'd have a little more. Hammer in the evening.
Yeah.